When 1 year ends and another begins, publications and other media outlets name their person of the year or something similar, and that person isn't always the most likable or the least controversial. In the case of the Phoenix Business Journal, Don Brandt, who has served as president, CEO, and chair of Pinnacle West and its subsidiary Arizona Public Service, has been named the business person of the year. Brandt has guided the company through significant growth, but also political donations to a level it never entered into before. With me to talk about why Brandt was chosen by the Business Journal, I'm joined by managing editor Patrick O'Grady. Patrick, let's start with the process. You and the rest of the staff get together, you talk about the biggest newsmakers, narrow it down, and give your readers the final chance to decide, right?
We have an open vote from early November to about right after Thanksgiving, and then close it down. And basically, we let our readers decide based on the coverage and kind of what we, you know, how we detail out kind of the what they had for the year. That's who we decide to go with it. You know, we've always felt that sometimes it's better to have a broader base of judges than just the newsroom kind of picking someone. You know, we'll give you the finalists, but, you know, it's really up to our readers to kind of to take a look and see, you know, who they thought had the best year.
Time Magazine's Man of the Year, rather, Person of the Year. Could be just someone who's the most impactful. Is that how you look at it with this when you think about the top stories? And is that the sort of feedback you got from readers and subscribers?
Yeah, and that's exactly where we kind of go. Is it's really not like it's not necessarily the best year or the, you know, their company made the most money. It's really who had the most impact on the business community for that past year, you know. And in previous years, it's been, you know, what was it? Last year it was Steve Sanghi, who was the CEO of Microchip Technologies, and obviously, I mean, his company had major purchases. They bought, I believe it was Micro Semi last year, and really, you know, had a great year. And in some cases, like this one, it was really the kind of the impact. You know, you had Prop 127 that was coming out, and the fight between APS and Pinnacle West and the group that was trying to push for more renewable energy was really kind of impacting the whole state. So that was kind of how Don Brandt ended up on the discussion for Business Person of the Year. It's just there was that all going on, but, you know, there was a lot of other things going on at Pinnacle West and APS that kind of, when we were discussing who should make the finalist list, that kind of landed him in the discussion of the top 10. And then from there, it really went over to the readers.
Really interesting that you mentioned the controversial aspects of it, because of course this was an election year and we've seen different years where APS was more involved, and this year a little bit less than they had been in previous election cycles. He himself doesn't seem like a controversial figure, but it seems like he was involved with doing some controversial things, which also makes him an interesting choice.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I think that was it is when you look at what kind of he's not very controversial. I mean, he's, you know, in talking with him, he is a fairly down to earth guy. He's, you know, very Midwestern, I think is the best way you can do it and describe it is that, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's, you know, his background is accounting. So he's, you know, he's going to do things by the numbers, do things that he thinks are right and that work for the for his company and then for the community and so forth. So it's not like, he's not going to go out there and cause a ruckus just because that's his personality. That's just really not him. Or at least that's not, you know, what I saw when I was talking with him. But I think that the direction of where APS is going, the direction of where solar is going, this whole confluence of events, you know, you've seen destructive technologies take place in all sorts of industry. You've seen it in retail. You've seen it in media. Utilities and energy are probably poised to be the next sector where you're going to see that kind of creative destruction that entrepreneurs love to talk about, where, you know, hey, we've got autonomous cars now. Now we've got people powering their own houses, you know, and that's really changing the dynamic for utilities. And you start to see kind of what they're doing and how they're dealing with all of these changes. And I think that APS is one of those companies that is really kind of, if you look overall, and certainly under Don Brandt's leadership, has taken a different tact. In a lot of states where Tom Steyer was looking to boost renewable percentages, utilities usually said, okay, well, we'll negotiate, we'll do this. And APS was the only one that didn't. And then he went to the ballot, and APS really kind of rolled out local connections, its community, its involvement in the business world locally here, and really kind of just went after it.
How big an impact has Don Brandt had on the APS we see publicly, the APS we don't see privately? How do you think that leadership has affected how APS is seen by those in the business and out of the business over the past few years?
You know, Don Brandt is much more of a behind-the-scenes kind of person. And it's, you know, you can mention that as a positive and as a negative. In his perspective, I think that it's because he doesn't seek the spotlight. I talked to several people who you know, were saying all these things that he's done that no one has ever heard of, you know, helping people, individuals, helping boards he's on, those kind of things. And, you know, he just doesn't seek the spotlight, whether it's good or bad.
That is Patrick O'Grady, managing editor of the Phoenix Business Journal. We've been talking about that publication's choice of Don Brandt of APS as Business Person of the Year. And Patrick, thank you for the time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.